Several Czech political parties are reeling from a trap set for them by a newspaper. Top members were shown by the Daily to be willing to accept donations in exchange for political favors. The Communist Party has been one of the worst casualties, with two of its leaders caught up in the scandal. Chris Johnstone reports.
The trap to test the honesty of political parties was set by the daily newspaper Dnes. It pretended a gaming machine businessman was willing to offer parties £1 million, around $25,000, if they would oppose political moves to clamp down on the sector. It recorded the erections on a hidden camera. Three parties, the Communist Party, Christian Democrats and Topo 9, to varying degrees took the bait and have suffered the fallout. The Topo 9 Member of Parliament, willing to take £1 million for the party in return for its support, has resigned. The Christian Democrat Party Secretary, who indicated willingness to consider the deal, put his post at the party's disposal and his offer was accepted. But the Communist Party's pain has been greater and lasted longer. The two snared by the newspaper were both deputy party chairmen, one of them high-profile deputy chairman Jiří Dolejš. The party says he suggested the fictitious businessman take out adverts in the party newspaper in return for political support. Under pressure, both stepped down from their party posts on Tuesday, 3 days after the scandal erupted. But Mr. Dolejš refused to heed a top party committee which called for him to resign as a member of parliament as well. Political commentator Jiří Pehe says the Communist Party is likely to suffer long-term damage from the scandal.
I think that this scandal will definitely damage the Communist Party for two reasons. One is that the Communist Party, in comparison with other political parties, looked clean, maybe because it was not part of any government in the last 20 years, but also because the way that the communists are handling this scandal is rather clumsy. I think that the fact that they didn't react immediately by forcing the officials who were involved in this to resign will damage them.
Mr. Pehe points out that the scandal will also serve to settle a few internal political scores within the party. He says Mr. Dolejš's involvement in the scandal makes any changes to the party's hard line against reform look even less likely.
The fact that he was involved personally is very convenient for his opponents because he was he is the chief representative of the reformist line or the soft line within the Communist Party. Hardliners such as party chairman Filip, of course, are now pleased with the fact that they have a pretext to push Mr. Dolejš out without really having to fight an ideological battle with him.
Mr. Dolejš says he will fight to clear his name in the courts, saying he had not broken any laws. In the meantime, the Communist Party has denied Dnes's claim that it used the party paper as a channel for secret donations, which were not declared according to the law on party financing. Whatever the truth, the party itself has undoubtedly been a casualty.
Chris Johnstone there with that story. Pope Benedict XVI's visit to the Czech Republic at the weekend